Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how we felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand
Good evening. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's Sunday, February 14th, 2016. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. This day of romance dates back to the 5th century, the celebration of love and affection. Tonight's topic is healthy eating. Nutrition is the main focus. Taking in food and using it for growth and metabolism and repair. Vitamins and nutrients from food versus supplements. So we're going to talk a lot about this. The adjective nutrient dating back to the year 1650 means providing nourishment and the balance of foods you need daily. This is essential along with proper hydration. Water is your body's principal chemical component and makes up 60% of your body weight. It flushes toxins from vital organs, carries nutrients to cells, and provides a moist environment to the ear, nose, and throat tissues. The Institute of Medicine determined adequate amounts of fluid for men are 3 liters daily, about 13 cups, and for women, 2.2 liters, about 9 cups. Dehydration can cause illness and fatigue and many more things, so it's very important that we are going to talk about healthy eating tonight, drinking clean water, blending your shakes, not using powders. And I have a caller on the line, my fellow host, Mary Buttafuoco from New York. Let's get her on the line. Mary, welcome back to Plan for Fitness.
Hello, thank you, and thanks for inviting me, and happy Valentine's Day to you and to your listeners.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I'm so excited that you're with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary has a show, Victims Speak Out, on Sundays at 6:30. She's usually on the air at this time, but she had a free Sunday. So, and I wanted to have you on the show because, you know, we've known each other for, you know, a couple years now. And you were both from an Italian descent. Our family heritage is, you know, we were brought up, we love to eat. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, how is Italian healthy eating? And so you and I had this discussion today. So I'm excited to have you on the air with me.
Yes. And I don't know why people would say that, because today they know that olive oil is one of the best oils to eat and to fry with. So I don't know why they would say that, and Italians and all the Mediterranean has always used olive oil, and science is proving that that olive oil is one of the best oils for you, and not full of cholesterol. So I could see where they may say about macaroni, maybe too much macaroni or something like that, but as far as the olive oil is concerned, that's, my father used to call that's gold, medicine gold. It's like pure gold. And they treat it as like gold.
And I like it. The darker, the better. I use the extra virgin olive oil. And it is a wonderful. You can do so many different things with it. And, you know, part of it is, you know, we're going to give a couple recipes away today. You know, we have the people up on Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus. They're certainly giving me a shout out for the recipes. So I'm going to let you go first because I have my own thing going on. But let me just reiterate, one of the reasons why we're doing the show, ladies and gentlemen, is when you go to the grocery store, now the cost of food is even more. Most of the time, you know, getting a nice cut of fish, eating healthier is more expensive. I don't promote so much that you have to eat organic.
Right.
But when I was discussing with you, Mary, today, I loved what you said because it's very old school because we called it macaroni. You know, when I was a kid, it's like, we're having macaroni tonight. It was every Sunday. But we always had the homemade meatballs, the sausage, the chicken right in the sauce. We ate good. We weren't overweight.
No.
So let's talk about one of your signature dishes, spinach fettuccine Alfredo. Go ahead and talk to us a little bit about that recipe, Mary.
Well, it's not fettuccine Alfredo, but it is fettuccine, and it's spinach fettuccine. What they do is when they make the pasta, the dough, they use the extract after they made spinach, the water, and they put that in the macaroni. But what I do is I use that macaroni with its fettuccine. It's a fettuccine, but it's green, and it has spinach in it. What I do is I saute onions and olive oil, and I wait till the onions are, you know, pretty much transparent. And then I add my spinach, and I kind of cover it and steam it. Then I add about, I really don't know proportions because I just do it automatically, but I would say maybe a cup of water at that point and kind of let it steam. And then if you have chicken broth on hand, which I do, I try to always have chicken broth on hand, if for the fresh chicken broth or even the can, but if you chill it in the refrigerator, the fresh one, then you can pick up the fat off the top because the fat. What happens is the fat freezes on the top. It gets cold, and so then you will just get the clear chicken broth. You won't get any fat or anything like that. So you put that in, and that would probably be another 2 cups, and then I serve that over the fettuccine with Parmesan or Locatelli or, you know, Romano. And that's it.
That's so
and
nice.
If you like. My father used to do too. If you like to enhance a little bit more, because with the linguine and the clam sauce, he used to toast the Italian breadcrumbs. So sometimes I toast them as well, and then I sprinkle them on with the cheese. So, and it's a very inexpensive dish because spinach is a bag of spinach. How much would you say it costs, Deb? About a bag of spinach.
I'd say about $2.50 to $3.
Okay, and then if you have on hand maybe the frozen packages, I don't suggest the can, really, not at all.
Yeah.
But if you have frozen spinach in the freezer, you can use 2 of those, and usually that'll feed a 4 people. So you figure even the ones in the that are frozen, what are they most? The most maybe $2 or $3, I'm not sure, because I don't do the shopping anymore, my husband does. But and the box of macaroni, it's an 8-ounce box. It's not quite a pound, but it's, you know, fettuccine, it's green. And what is that, most $2? So you get a full, healthy meal for, like, less than $5, you know, $5 or less. So to me, that's very healthy, especially even for people that don't eat meat. That's, you know, and spinach is very high in iron. And I Googled it after we got off the phone, and there's a lot of, believe it or not, calcium in there, and the olive oil is very cleansing, and the chicken broth, and the water, you know. So I serve it. What I do is I get a nice, what we call it, a coppina. In English, it's a ladle. And I also get a big spoon that has, like, a serving spoon that has holes in it so I can drain the juice out. Which what I do is I put the spaghetti, the fettuccine in a bowl, and then I take out with the spoon that has holes, and I draw out all the spinach, and I put that on top. then what I do is I take the coupina and I pour the juice from the spinach, the olive oil, the onions, and the chicken broth on top. Then you would take, if you like, the cheese, and then toast the breadcrumbs. And if you like me to tell you how to toast the breadcrumbs, I could do that as well. But the meat.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's listening. I'm already getting a thumbs up. So it's not really an Alfredo sauce. You just sprinkle the cheese on top. That's
no,
even
it's not
more
at
lovely.
All Alfredo. You know what? I think maybe you got mixed up because I said fettuccine. But there's all kinds of fettuccine. It's not only, you know, whites.
Yeah.
The macaroni itself is the fettuccine, but it's spinach. It's spinach fettuccine. So when they make the dough, they have, instead of the water that they would usually mix in the dough, they use the broth of the spinach. So it actually turns the fettuccine green.
I've had it. It's delicious.
Yes. Okay.
And so I love this recipe. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mary Buttafuoco, my fellow radio host. She's got her own show. She's usually on the air Sundays at 6:30, Victims Speak Out. And she's my Italian friend, and I wanted to call her on the air because we're talking about nutrition and healthy recipes and also eating at an affordable cost. So you brought up a lot of, a lot of good points with that. That sounds absolutely delicious. And then they could add in a variation, like they could put in like a portobello mushroom and so forth if they wish.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure, of course.
Sounds delicious. And also, the other, this family recipe, because chickpeas are full of good stuff, and then the elbow macaroni. Let's talk about that recipe.
Okay. We grew up calling it Bastagiche. And it's elbow macaroni with chickpeas. And in Spanish, they call them garbanzos, but in English, they're chickpeas. And sometimes you can use them, you can make them fresh, but you have to soak them overnight. Or you can use like the Progresso cans, you know. And I saute onion. Oh, did I say with the spinach, you got to put with the spinach, I forgot to tell, I don't know if I said garlic, but you have to put garlic. But in this one, you don't put garlic. Okay, so you saute, you saute olive oil, and again, the onions get transparent. Then you take the can, I use two cans of jicha beans, and I dump them in, and I use the water, the excess water. I fill up the can. I think it's about a 10-ounce can. So I would make sure I take everything out of the can and then throw it in because you don't want to leave anything. Because at the bottom is a lot of the little starch at the bottom of the in the can, and that gives it, it's a little bit of thickness when you do eat, so it's not real soupy. So you want to make sure you get all that. And then, again, chicken broth. And I serve the elbow. Then I take the elbows. They're done. And I don't like the elbows mushy, so I do them al dente, which is a little hard because you're going to serve it over the macaroni and you don't want them mushy. So then I take, some people combine the whole thing together. I find it's better the way I, for me and my family, it's better the way I do it. I take, again, the coupina. I spoon that in the bowl. Then I take the other big spoon with the holes, and I pick up all the jicha beans and I put them on top. Then with the coupina, I take the juice and I put it all over, and then cheese, and that's it. And that's a very cheap meal also, because matter of fact, I'm going to go in the closet right now and tell you exactly how much they cost. So, and I know that most of it.
Mary, do you do an olive oil drizzle? Do you do an olive oil drizzle on that dish as well?
Yes, I do that now and then also. Yes. But, you know, you do that automatically, and when you talk and you forget, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these
I love that. That's two healthy recipes with pasta, but it's good for you. You have to have a balance in the diet. Go ahead, Mary, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm looking at to see the price on this, and I don't see it. How much is the jicha beans? It's no price.
It's like you're like maybe a dollar a can.
Oh, he said the most they... He said a lot of times you can get them for 99 cents, the Progresso, or $1.30 or $1.20.
Oh, that's so nice. We got Mr. Buttafuoco getting involved. I love it.
I had to get him because he's my shopper. Yeah. So say if you bought two cans for $1.20, that's $2.40, right? And the macaroni is what? You can buy them sometimes 99 cents a box, and you have a meal for two people, even three. So
that,
how much is that?
Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
And this was created.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. This was created for Italian. The Italians created this because they always had big families and they needed to stretch the meals. So that's why they kept it very cost effective and to feed the many kids. It was like six family of six kids, daddy, the mom, the six kids. So this was a good nutritious meal. They call that the peasant food, you know.
I love, you know, what you're bringing out of this. I mean, I would eat both those dishes, and I think I could put a little spin of, you know, anything extra if I wanted to put in it just like anybody else, but it leaves room to make it their own. They could add shrimp or they could do different stuff, but that's the basics. You can, that's a meal. That's a garbanzo bean and a little pasta, a little olive oil. And two, I think there's a concept, and I watched a show on it. These chefs were making homemade mozzarella, and if you're doing a homemade mozzarella on something, and one of my favorite dishes I'm going to talk about is the caprese salad with the Roma tomatoes. I grow my own basil, the extra virgin olive oil.
Good. Oh,
and also to grill some eggplant underneath it was like delish.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid to use a little cheese. It's good for you, especially the quality, natural, fresh cheese. Wouldn't you agree, Mary?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's goat cheese, too. See, a lot of it's made out of goat sheep and sheep, so they're really good.
I also wanted to touch on, because I have a meal for each, so that would have been kind of like a lunch or an appetizer, but a lot of times how I start my day off is with maybe a multigrain. I had a corn English muffin this morning with a turkey sausage patty and with sliced tomato, and I poached my eggs. And that's just, it's almost like a Benedict, but a healthy Benedict. You can even put the spinach on there, but I omit the hollandaise sauce. I love the hollandaise sauce.
Oh, so do I.
And I will eat it, you know, but if we're, you know, doing this on kind of clean eating, but I said, you know, a little bit in moderation for taste is okay. If you're active, if you're walking during the day, I went to the doctor. All my numbers were good, cholesterol, everything. What happened
is
I went to go give blood today, and I'm anemic. I'm anemic, Mary, and it's been going on for a couple years. And so kind of like today's topic was getting your nutrients through food. I know you talked about, you know, how taking the multivitamin. So whatever makes a difference for you, I kind of like a liquid vitamin, but just the thought of having to take an iron pill, I like have no desire to take an iron pill, and I've been putting it off. So when I went to get blood today, my number was 9.3. I was a little upset because I could not donate. And the nurse said, you know, Deborah, it's got to be 12 and over. I said, I know. And so, you know, I have to even work harder myself. And so that's one of my goals, just to, you know, get that up because, you know, iron deficiency is a serious thing.
Yes.
And also, my other thing, because I loved your stuff, was cost-effective. I know when I'm going to the store, I'm big on fish, and I know we got some fish eaters tuning in, and they said they're interested in an easy recipe, and I said, this is what I would do. I buy my fish fresh, either at the market or Publix. It's not the cheapest, but I put it in a pan with olive oil, fresh lemon, garlic, maybe a hint of white vino. And then I just steam it, and then I do the fresh spinach just like you, and that is an awesome meal. But that's more of a treat,
sure,
you know. It's a little bit costly for the good stuff. I like Brussels sprouts too. Do you eat those little cabbage heads? Yeah,
I love Brussels sprouts too. I love zucchini. I like everything.
I love
I don't think
too.
There's anything. Not too many things I don't like. Yeah.
That's good to share with different vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you've eaten the, we eat them too. Like, I grew my own zucchini in the yard, but the flowers, have you ever ate the flowers of the zucchini? A lot of Italians, my father used to take the flower itself, and then you bread it, and you dip it in a little egg, and then it's an excellent appetizer, and then you dip it in egg, and then you put it in flour. That is so delicious. With a little salt, it's unbelievable.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yes, that's when the zucchini is growing. It the flour comes first. Most vegetables do have the flour first. Well, the flour is probably about, I would say, 3 inches long, and then it closes, and then you pick it, and you pick them, and of course you wash them really good, and strain them in the colander. And then you have flour and egg, so you dip them in the egg, and then you put them in the flour, and you deep fry them, like maybe like you would do, like say zucchini, but the zucchini is in, you know, different bread. That's in breadcrumbs. This is in flour, and it's delicious, and they're very healthy too.
That sounds lovely. I'm getting a question. Are you frying that in olive oil?
Yes. But not in a deep fryer, just like in a pan, with a little bit more oil. Yeah. Not a deep fryer. I don't put it in a deep fryer.
Yes, okay. I like that. And also, ladies and gentlemen, choose wisely when you go to the store. Again, the prices are up, and they got a lot of two-for-ones. When I go to Publix, I'm like, ooh, what's the buy one, get one free? And you have to choose whether you're going to just buy it to have extra food in the house or if really it's in any good for you. Now I have to budget just a little bit extra every month for food, just to eat a little healthier and drinking the water that I want to drink. You know, it has to be a spring water.
This
is essential for performance of the body, the proper diet and hydration. What do you think about dessert? I want to talk a little bit about dessert. Yeah, because, you know, my favorite dessert is cannoli, and there's like, I don't see anything. I mean, that's almost like a sinful pleasure for me.
Yeah, but I don't see anything really wrong with cannolis because they're made with ricotta and a little bit of sugar. And if Italian pastries are nice because they're not very sweet. As opposed to American pastries, American donuts or whatever, so to speak. Italian is just right, just enough sweet. You know, it's not like where it's, oh, my God, this is so sweet. It's just perfect. So to me, I think the cannolis are very, very good, and they're really a healthy dessert because you're eating rich cream, you know, ricotta, you know. And some of them here, I don't know, you know, they put pistachios in there. They put in the cannoli. Yeah. I grew up across the street from a bakery in Brooklyn, right straight across. That this place has been in business since the 1800s, and they made the best, I thought. And they would use the dried fruit as well. So they'd put not only put cannoli cream, you would get pistachios and dried fruit such as cherries. In there, they'd put like cherry, you know, or little oranges. It's healthy because you're still getting their true fruits, but they're just dried, you know.
Oh, that's
and so some
nice,
of them just,
Mary.
Yeah, some of them are plain, with maybe some of them make with the chip, chocolate chip, some of pistachio, some, you know, that this one place, it's in Brooklyn, and it still exists. And he makes the best cannolis, and they're from Sicily. So, because cannolis come from Sicily, that's a Sicilian, and that neighborhood where I lived was Sicilian. So, Yeah, my father's side of the family was Sicilian, and my mother's side of the family was Napolitan. So, they both came from Brooklyn, they both lived in Brooklyn, but my mother lived on the side where most of the Napolitans lived, and, my father lived off Knickerbocker Avenue in Brooklyn, where they call it Bushwick, Ridgewood, and that was the Sicilian area. So you got the best of both worlds, you know. And the recipe the recipe that I gave you with the chicha beans, that's Sicilian. So I got the best of both worlds because they're both very good cooks on both sides. Napoli Dons are excellent cooks. I learned a lot from my Napoli Don side, and I learned a lot from my Sicilian side. And the Sicilians are mostly fish eaters and a lot of, like, the Mediterranean vegetables and that, you know. Whereas Napoli Don, it's a variety, more of a variety, because they're on the island of Sicily, you know. So it's fish.
How nice. How nice. I know my family is from Reggio Calabria.
Okay.
And, you know, God rest their souls. My aunt, you know, my mom wasn't Italian. It's on my dad's side. But my aunt would make the meanest sauce, you know, when it was light. And she would incorporate the olive oil in it, and it wasn't so heavy with the paste. And, of course, she would get mad at me when I'd say, oh, Aunt Fran's sauce is the best. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it. And I like my pasta a little soft. So she just made it the way I loved it. And it just, you know, it's so nice to have the different backgrounds and learning different things.
Mm-hmm.
How enlightening with those cannolis. I wish I was up over there in Brooklyn getting one right now.
Oh, I know. he's one of my friends on Facebook, too. Sir Coast Bakery in Brooklyn, New York. It's on
Let them know we gave him a shout out on the air. How cool.
Yeah, that's why, like, I couldn't really leave New York ever because, to me, it's like a part of me. There's so much memories here. I know that a lot of New Yorkers move to Florida and move other places. I can't. I'm too rooted here, and there's too much value to me. Like, there's a lot of sentimental things here for me, you know, that gave me who I am, you know, as a person. So, to me, this is the best place for me. You know what I mean? I hear all these... Sometimes on Facebook I get a little annoyed and hearing all these put-downs of New York and this, that, and the other. And I don't appreciate them because, to me, I got so much growing up here. Culture, museums, art, you know, you got it here, you know, to me.
It looks so exciting. I haven't been to when I was a little girl, I visited the Bronx and it was beautiful and my goal is to be up there by 2017. My public relations associate is in New York City, and also to visit you. Because,
you're more than welcome. I'll take you my favorite place. Chinatown and Little Italy are kind of like down the same block, you know. They're in the same area. So you can walk across the street, you'll be in Little Italy, and then if you walk down the block, you'll be in Chinatown. And honestly, it's not Italian, but what I'm going to say, but my favorite duck soup is in Chinatown. And let me tell you, this duck soup, you get the salt, you get it. It's about, the bowl is gigantic, and it's maybe $4 or $5. And you get fresh duck, and you get the noodles. And then what we do is my husband and myself, we go there and treat ourselves because it's a meal in itself. It's got the lo mein in there, the little noodles. And then we go to Little Italy, and we have our pastry down the block. So I enjoy that, you know what I mean? Because I cook Italian, so a lot of times we don't really go out to eat Italian. I'll go out to eat other food. You know how that is, you know?
Yes. Mary, we're down to 60 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, no, it's okay. It's okay. You are such a great guest, and I love having you. Thank you for making the time to come back. Yes.
And we have a date when you get to New York.
I hope so, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast will be archived up for episode on demand shortly. We thank you for tuning in tonight. Mary, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for inviting me. I hope all the guests were satisfied and happy, and maybe they'll try the recipes.
Thank you so much. And I think, thank you. Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for tuning in to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. We're airing Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Happy Valentine's Day. Good night.
Good night.